Dawson's 33rd Riverfest celebration is coming up this week. Kicks off on Wednesday, June 23rd with Baseball Merchants Night. Goes all the way up through Sunday with a big parade and a variety of other activities going on. And with us right now on the air, we have Janet Liebel from over there in Dawson, who pretty well has mastered the schedule. You know exactly what's going on over there, and you're going to tell us all about it, right, Janet?
I totally do, Maynard, and I thank you for interviewing me so that I can tell everybody what's going on. Mostly I'm going to explain about what's going on at the Bank Museum, and that also involves, of course, our Lackawanna Historical Center, too,
because
we're working together, because it's also the 150th, I guess, is it?
Anniversary of the county, right.
We're kind of celebrating all that kind of stuff together this weekend.
I kind of got a kick out of your theme now this year. Tell us about that a little bit.
Oh, yes. It just so happened that there was a terrible, mean troll that came over to Dawson, Gnometown, USA, Covidius P. the 19th, and he tried to have havoc come to our schools, our hospitals, our businesses. But because we're such good gnomes here, we beat him out and got rid of him.
That's right. I think Covidius is pretty well on his way. I hope so, anyway.
Yes, I do, too.
He was last seen way out in South Dakota someplace. So.
Yes. Trying to find a vaccine.
That's right. Well, talk about what's happening. Of course, as I mentioned, it kicks off with Baseball Merchants Night on Wednesday.
Yes, and then Thursday there's kickball. And, of course, then the Agape Singers come home from their tour, and at 7 p.m. at Grace Lutheran is when they're going to perform their last performance of this season.
Yeah, I think they're on Branson right now or something.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so it looks like
they're
good
pretty
time.
Excited to go. It's good to have them traveling again.
Yes, just had a chance to see them over here in Madison at Faith Lutheran just last week. I put on a great service and encourage everybody to get over there and see that.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good show. It's great to see those young people sharing their thoughts about God and their religion and making people just smile.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
Say it's a great show and a great message all at the same time. So
right.
That's
and then Friday,
okay.
Of course, there's a variety of things going on. And at the museum at 10 a.m., you get to meet Ruth Christensen, and that's Governor Ted's wife. And she's coming to visit and tell us all about her and Governor Ted. And that is our museum's fundraiser for this year, and it's $5 a ticket. There is limited seating, but of course you can stand, and there will be treats served. And then also she will be coming back for another visit at 1 on Friday.
Okay. Oh, it's so Saturday. Going to be back on Saturday too?
She'll be back on Saturday also at 10 a.m. in the morning. So those three times she'll be talking to everybody about her experiences.
All right, $5 a ticket on that one.
Right, and Ruth Christensen and Governor Ted's granddaughter will be here.
Okay, well, that should be interesting to chat with them a little bit.
Right, and then also on Friday at 2, that's when the Lackawanna Historical Center is going to show their Crime on the Prairie video, and I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, that's just in case people are wondering what that's about, the shall we say, stealing of the courthouse or borrowing of the courthouse?
Yes, well, I guess the
moving of the courthouse.
I don't know how politically correct we have to be.
Depends on your point of view, I guess.
Right. How the courthouse ended up in Madison is
that's
what
right.
it's about.
Friday at 2. Yeah, I want to see that. I haven't had a chance to see that. I hear that's very well done.
And then we're also starting our Where's the Gnome game. And you pick up a card at the museum on Friday or Saturday, anytime that you come and you want to start playing the game. And there is gnomes hidden in quite a few businesses, and the businesses will all be on the back of your card so you know where it's at. And then you'll go trying to find Coach Steve or Principal Vern, and then you write down where the business is. And we have some great prizes. We have $50 in Dawson bonus bucks, and $25 in Dawson bonus bucks, and $10 in Dawson bonus bucks.
Right.
And then there'll also be, the County Museum is going to have a booth outside that'll have some things they can purchase and information and some memorabilia and things like that.
Yeah, we've got mugs and hats and all kinds of things. And,
mm-hmm.
And they're going to have their 150th traveling display. Have you had a chance to see that yet?
No, but I heard about it from that when they went to Boyd, that people just thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, very well done. It's about, I think, a half a dozen banners that pull down and tell the history of the county and a variety of things that happened throughout the years. So, yeah, you get a good education in a short period of time and checking that out.
Right. And at the museum this year, we're kind of featuring the Dawson and Boyd schools. So we have really amped up our display, and we invite people to come in and see all the new exciting displays we have. And if they want to do some research, we have those things available also.
If people haven't been into the Dawson Bank Museum, where exactly are you located there in Dawson?
Well, we're right on 6th Street, and it's the old historic bank building, and it's right next to the Dawson Co-op Credit Union.
Okay, so easy to find right there on Main Street,
right.
Basically. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And we have signs up and those things, but it's a pretty unique building, and it's on the National Register, so that's kind of neat also.
Yeah, I'll have to admit I have not had a chance to get over and see that, so Riverfest might be a good opportunity for me to get over there and check that out.
Right, right. We'd love to have you come.
All right. And you've got a lot of other activities, too. We don't have time to list all of them, but why don't you highlight a few of the other activities coming up there during Riverfest?
Well, there's the youth trap shoot, and, of course, trap shooting is the biggest sport we have in Minnesota for the youth, so that's great. And there's the credit union golf tournament, canoe races, of course, softball, baseball game, the talent show, and, of course, Friday is when we unveil the gnome and we hear a lot of the stories that people wrote about the good things us gnomes did during the COVID period on lockdown.
And speaking of that talent show you're talking about, I know Deb Breberg's working on putting that together, and I know you can still get an entry in there if you'd like. They've got, I think it's $200 for first place or something. So
yes,
if you have
they
talent,
do. It's pretty exciting, and we have a lot of talent around this area, as you know.
Give Deb a call at 320-979-6141, and she can get you signed up for that.
That's great. Yep. And then, of course, there's Hicktown Mafia at the Hilltop that night.
And Saturday, you've got the 5K fun run, two-mile trail walk, and more softball, and a fishing contest. And then you mentioned the words, Where's the Gnome game, a trivia bingo, kids' bounce houses, basketball tourney, three-on-three. How about the Dolly Pops? That looks interesting.
Yes, yes. Well, that's an interactive children's music show, and it's free, and it's put on by the Dawson Boyd Arts Association and sponsored by the credit union.
Okay. And Riverfest Mobile Sign Shop, what's that all about there?
That, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know what the sign shop is.
So you can design a sign, get it routed, and then get it and keep it. So that's a free event, so that's worth going checking that out.
Right, and then you get to take a sign home.
Yep, and you can do some free swimming at the Aquatic Center from 1 to 8. There's a Riverfest Skeet Shoot at the Dawson shooting range, and still we're on Saturday here. Divas Through the Decades. I've heard them. They are really good. They put out a show.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm not in it, but,
okay.
You know, I'm decades old, but
okay.
I don't know if that is.
But you're a diva, though, right?
Yeah, of course I'm a diva.
Firefighter Water Fights will be at Veterans Park at 3. Divas Through the Decades, by the way, at 2 at Riverside Park. And then movie in the park there, The Croods, that's a great movie. Going to be after sunset, so you can see the screen there and have some popcorn. And then over at the Rusty Duck, they've got the Canyon Cowboys. That'll be from 8 to midnight. And Sunday, why don't you review those schedule if you have
those? Yeah, Sunday the softball tournament continues, and then co-ed sand volleyball tournament starts at 10 o'clock. And you can, I think, still register for that also.
And antique tractor, motorcycle, car display. I think they'll take any exhibitors for that, probably right up to show day. I know I do a car show over here every year, and we're not too fussy about advanced registration. You know, if you're gonna,
right.
You got a car,
well,
you got a vehicle, bring it over, we'll get you in there, right?
Right, and people just love to go and look at those things. It brings up so many memories and stories and funny events that I've heard that people have done in old cars and pickups.
the trouble is I look at these cars now and I go, what's that one doing here? It's really not that old, you know, it's from the 70s or something. And I guess I'm vintage, so.
Well, of course you're vintage. Yeah, and then we got the big church service, ecumenical church service in the park, and that's always a great to go to, and you get to see so many people, and it's just nice that it's outside.
Yeah, 11 a.m. on Sunday for that one, and then, of course, the parade.
Yes, yep. Parade, and then kind of winds it up. And yep. You can get your Riverfest buttons at businesses. They're $5 a piece, and they help you get into events for free then. And, of course, the Nome t-shirts.
Everything, so you got a lot of food stands and beer gardens and all kinds of things, right?
Yes, yes. It's a busy place, and we hope yeah. A lot of people come. I know I got a call from a woman from Sioux Falls, and she's so excited. She's never been here, and she just wants to come to Riverfest, and she's bringing some people with her, and
good opportunity.
Spending a couple days here and going to everything, so
lots
that's
stuff,
great.
Lots of stuff to check out in Dawson. You can even see the new water tower over there.
Yes, yeah, that's, it doesn't look really pretty yet, but it's gonna.
It'll get there.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, Jenna, we appreciate you taking some time to help go over that Riverfest schedule. Again, that's Riverfest in Dawson. It's the 23rd through the 27th, this Wednesday through Sunday. And if they do want information, then go online, DawsonMN.com, or they've got the Facebook page set up, too. Just go to Facebook and then put in Dawson Riverfest, and you can check the Sentinel and listen to Q92, and we'll be doing some broadcast things over that way, so maybe we'll run into you over there.
Well, that sounds great, and we thank you for all your support you do for this area, Maynard. The radio station is absolutely a godsend and makes us a whole family in this area.
Well, we try to make it fun and keep everybody together, and we'll certainly try to do that again here for Riverfest. So,
all right, thanks
a lot, Janet. You have
a
great
bye-bye.
Day. Yep, bye now.